This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Independent UN human rights experts on Wednesday called for an immediate investigation into allegations that digital spyware was used in 2018 on a phone belonging to the chief executive of Amazon via a WhatsApp account belonging to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Rights experts Agnes Callamard and David Kay said in a statement that information we have received suggests the possible involvement of the Crown Prince in surveillance of Amazon chief Jeff Bezos in an effort to influence, if not silence, the Washington Post's reporting on Saudi Arabia. Mr. Bezos owns the Washington Post, which at the time of the alleged hacking employed the prominent Saudi columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October 2018. The independent special rapporteurs said that according to forensic analysis following the alleged hacking, the Crown Prince sent WhatsApp messages to Mr. Bezos in which he allegedly revealed private and confidential information about Mr. Bezos's personal life that was not available from public sources. The Saudi embassy in Washington has described the media reports of alleged Saudi involvement in the hacking as absurd. The UN Secretary-General has welcomed the announcement late on Tuesday that following months of deadlock, Lebanon has formed a new government. After the resignation of the former Prime Minister last October, his successor, Hassan Diab, was selected last month, but amidst rising anti-government protests, politicians were unable to agree the makeup of a new cabinet. Following the announcement that a Council of Ministers is now in place, Antonio Guterres said that he was looking forward to working with the new leadership in support of a new reform agenda and to address the pressing needs of Lebanon's people. More than 460 were injured in Beirut over the weekend as protests turned violent. The Secretary-General reiterates the United Nations' commitment to support Lebanon's strengthening of its sovereignty, stability and political independence, said the statement issued by his spokesperson. And finally, Somalia's federal authorities and international partners on Wednesday launched a humanitarian response plan requiring more than $1 billion to provide much-needed aid to some 3 million Somalis this year. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Adam Abdelmoula, said at the launch in the capital, Mogadishu, that the country was suffering through multiple crises, including the recent floods that inundated large areas of the country. While most of those lives who were affected have returned home, many continue to struggle to rebuild their lives, he noted. Also attending the launch of the 2020 plan, Somalia's Minister for Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management, Hamza Saeed Hamza, said the plan demonstrates the commitment of the government and coordination partner, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, as well as the international community to the people of Somalia. Matt Wells, UN News.